In a universe of action and fantasy, ruled by dungeons and dragons and magic, an old man and his friends adventure through time and its dimensions on a quest to save the seven pillars of magic. This is their quest. This is Dungeon Quest. Starring Louis Olan as Nimrod, David Adams as Dian, and Eve Arwin as the Old Man, and produced by the Quest Gaming Network. Get ready, because tonight's adventure is about to begin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the final episode of this season for Dungeon Quest, the Dungeons and Dragons based podcast with comedy, adventure, and a whole bunch of random stuff that we throw in that has no business being in a fantasy world. I am your host, Eve Arwin, and today I will be playing the part of the old man, the dungeon master. And with me hosting today, and also on the cast, is Louis the Lore Master Olan, also known as Shadow Elemental Thingy Dude.
Hello! Wait, sorry. Wrong voice.
What's going on over there? Are you straining? And our host as well is David Dianforce Adams.
Hey, everybody.
Who will be playing the part of Dian.
Dian?
Only slightly.
Only slightly. And Zed the zombie. Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
I freak myself out at night by making that sound.
How about Mao, your cat? Is he?
Mao is not afraid of Zed the zombie. He, in fact, decided to sleep on top of Zed the zombie last night because Zed the zombie was warm.
So they're bonding.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
It's kind of gross. we are also joined by you, our chat room, and welcome everyone in the chat room. Thank you for making it out to this Dungeon Quest event, our season finale, and also to those of you on YouTube listening in on our podcast. Thank you for downloading and subscribing to Dungeon Quest. Last time on Dungeon Quest, the town of Delm's Heap was torn apart by ravenous zombies. Despite the best efforts of the Dungeon Quest group, the Paladin Rogard led a heroic defense for Delm's Heap, along with its people and his friends, Dian, the Shadow Elemental, and the Old Man. The siege had gone from bad to worse when Slaverous Stims appeared in the town to take on the Old Man in a duel of magic. Once beaten, the old man was clever enough to extract Stim's biometric signature, the very same essence needed in order to attune his planar device and track Stims through time and space to whatever dimension he was in. At that moment, Dian had been attacked by throngs of zombies and was killed. Rogard, the Shadow Elemental, and the old man quickly infused the planar device with Stim's biometric signature and disappeared, hoping to follow Stim's through time and space and undo what Stim's had destroyed. Our scene opens in Stim's own dimension, somewhere amid time and space, in an area that no one other than he could get to. The old man, the Shadow Elemental, pour through a portal inside the tower of torturous pain and stuff, hitting the floor with a thud.
Ow!
Oh, that could have gone better.
It
you
could
have warned us about that.
Ouch. Sorry about that. I didn't realize it would be such a hard landing. Wait a minute.
The old man looks left, looks right. Oh, there's somebody missing.
Where's Rogard?
Wait a minute. That's right. There were three of us.
Oh, no.
I thought you said this was going to work.
Looks like we've had a little bit of a transporter accident, I suppose.
All right, accident, if you want to call it that.
Rogard got splinched.
Splinched. Splinched?
He didn't make it through. He must be lost in time and space. When we came through.
All right. Is there any way to get him back?
I don't know where he went. He could be anywhere. At any time.
Oof. Without time to mourn the loss of their friend, Stims approaches them, without them even knowing, and paralyzes them with some form of paralyzing magic.
Ah, yes. I have you now.
Freeze tag.
Yes, it. Yes, your favorite game and mine now, too.
Wow, you traitorous cur. If I can only... what have you done?
Okay. I can't move an inch. Curse you, Stims. Curse you!
My legs are arms. Old man, you got anything for this?
I got nothing. That's right. You wouldn't have anything. So just sit there and be quiet. I'm glad you were able to make it here. For I will show you the next part of my plan. Tim!
Stims then directs their attention to Tim, whose arms and legs are chained to a wall, and his lips are horrifically sewn shut.
Look, it's the cleric. Old man, can you see the cleric?
What have you done to Tim? I tortured him. In order to gain knowledge of that latent ability I could smell on him. He didn't give me anything, so then I just slapped him across the face and took out this sword gem here.
Sword gem?
Crochet.
It turns out your little friend here is quite powerful. Old man, do you know of the pillars of magic? Pillar of magic? Oh, yeah. Are you saying that Tim is a pillar of magic? There's only seven of them all throughout existence in time and space. Without him and the six others, magic could not exist.
Pillars, magic. What is this sorcery? What are you two babbling about?
Sorcery indeed, my good friend. He is the pillar of magic, of fire, flame, known as the pyromancer. And without him, the universe falls prey to fire. A power that I will harness for myself!
Old man, you win. 5 crowns. Yes, he is mad. What are you babbling about?
Keep the crowns. I want to kick
stuff. I don't believe any of this.
Allow
me. Craziness.
Zed! Bring me the prepared soul gem.
Eat Tim?
No,
eat
Tim. No, don't eat Tim. Give me that soul gem. Bring it over here. Really?
Soul gem.
Yes, give me that.
Stim snatches the soul gem feverishly from Zed's grip and then slaps him across the face.
Kah! Too long have you been a menace to my ability. I curse you. Not just yet. I still need you, probably.
Zed, love you.
It's disgusting. Back off. You're cramping my style. This.
Stims turns to the Dungeon Quest group and holds up a purple gem.
I stole this from Tamriel. It's a soul gem.
A black one. He holds up a black gem, rather.
That's right. Keep up, idiot.
Sorry.
This is an unfilled soul gem, though prepared with the right incarnations for this particular universe. I mean, let's face it, we're not in Tamriel right now.
Does anyone else understand what the hell this guy's talking about?
He lost me at soul gem. I don't know. I'm not following. I've got nothing.
Well, allow me to explain a little further.
Stims pulls a dagger from his belt and strolls over to Tim, who's barely strong enough to even pick up his head from its shoulders.
This dagger is imbued with the magic of soul stealing.
He holds the dagger up over his head and then drives it directly into Tim's heart, killing him instantly.
No!
Tim!
You fiend!
Power floats away from Tim and begins to enter the soul gem in Stim's hand. Lightning courses all throughout the realm and inside the Tower of Torturous Pain and stuff. During the commotion, and without Stim's realizing, another figure appears behind the Dungeon Quest group.
Wow, this place is neat. Oh, I remember this place.
Huh? Dean!
Hey, Grandpa, how are you doing? I haven't seen you, Grandpa, since that accident with the tomato.
Keep your voice down, boy. Keep your voice down.
It was a really weird day.
How are you here right now?
I think there was a bone involved. Was it like a Tyrannosaurus or something? And with the... Oh my god, the lasers! You remember the lasers?
Speak sense, boy! Last time I saw you, you were being torn apart by zombies!
Oh, is that where I'm at? Oh, okay. Hang on, give me a minute. Almost got it.
Wait a minute, you look complete. Is that my wand in your hand? Wait a second, I have my wand on me. How do you have my wand and I have it on me?
Okay, I'll probably not explain everything later, but I kind of remember what happens here. It's been a while. Oh, dude, there's the shadow thingy. Oh, he's such an ass.
Keep your voice down.
Why?
Are you?
Off and away.
What is this?
Stims holds up the soul gem, his back to the Dungeon Quest group, marveling at himself.
Oh! Shims. Right? Grandpa, what's his name?
Stims. His name is Stims.
Right. He sold us really bad healing potions.
Ah, yes, okay, that was a long time ago. What's going on? No, explain this to me.
I'll explain it later, but I think I got to... I'm getting eaten right now, right? If I remember right?
Yes, the last time I saw you, you were getting eaten.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Wait, be right back? Why did you get here? Where are you going?
And then, without a single word, Dan disappears in the thin air, waving around the old man's wand. Double-checking himself, the old man looks down and sees his wand in his own hand.
How could there be two of my wands? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. What is going on, old man? This is insane.
With everyone confused, Stims turns around and holds the black soul gem above his head.
Ah! This is when it all begins. The end of the end. I will shatter the soul gem.
Oh, shut up and do it already, Jesus.
Ah, yes, it's hard to work with some people sometimes. All right, fine.
Stim shatters the soul gem and turns into a pillar of magic. Tim's soul.
Hold up, I'm back.
Filling.
Okay, hold on, announcer guy. I'm back. And
what's
look
going
who
on?
I brought with me.
Oh my
god. Why is this happening? Zombies everywhere. What?
Grandpa?
I'm totally confused. I'm confused too.
What? How? It's me. It's a mirror. What is that?
There are two of them.
What are they doing me? What the hell? The shadow dude.
How is there two DMs?
Tins on the wall. There's a knife in his chest.
I'm putting my microphone down, guys. I totally don't understand. How is there two DMs right now? This is ridiculous.
There were zombies.
Look, okay. I don't mean to pry, but could you at least get us out of this?
Dude, let me help you through this. I'm future Dean. We'll call me DN1.
Oh, okay. You're DN1. You're future Dean.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second. You're from the future?
Rugged good looks, advanced intelligence.
Oh, right. Leather jacket. Gotcha.
Bathe now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You are from the future, aren't
pretty
you?
Pretty much obvious, yes.
You actually smell nice.
It is. It's. I go and I get it. Colostomy done. It's really good.
Okay, guys, I'm checking out with the colostomy now.
Anyway, so I've gone back and saved my previous self, so that I live.
You are my grandson. That's genius.
Of course, I'm your grandson. I thought we've already been through this.
I'm so proud of you.
That's why you gave me your wand.
Right. Well, stop flapping your gums and get us out of this. We're being paralyzed right now. Right?
You know what? Grandma once told me that I love playing with my wand as much as you used to love playing with yours.
That sounds like a joke.
I really think you're all disturbed. But could you hurry this up? It's a big fire thing over there. I think we need to fight.
Skims, you're up, bro. You can do whatever you need to do now.
Oh, thank you. I'm only transforming over here into the pyromancer, and you're over here with the, you know, future self and the past self, and no one understands what the hell is going on right now. Can I transform? Is that okay with you, you pretty Madonna?
Well, since you asked nicely.
Oh, thank you very much. Hold on. Hold it. Water! Thank you. Spritz my face. Okay.
Yeah.
And my nose. Thank you.
All right. Are we ready? We're ready. Stim shatters the soul gem. The essence of Tim. Gross. Starts to fill the room and encircle around Stims as he holds up his hand, accepting all of the power into me. He grows larger and larger until he's about 10 feet tall now. He begins to combust in flames. The necromancer Stims no longer. Now he is the pyromancer. But wait. Pieces of Tim's conscience begins to come out of the soul gem as well and enter the minds of the Dungeon Quest group.
What is this?
Kind of weird. I'm thinking a lot about being tortured here, and why am I thinking about cheese now?
Why was there a dragon and video games and someone licking Tim's feet?
What? Why am I inordinately touching myself every day? I thought I was a cleric.
Tim's knowledge leaves the soul gem, as if powered by Tim himself, and fills the Dungeon Quest group with knowledge of probably way too much more than they wanted to know about Tim. And, of course, of all of the events that transpired in the tower.
Now that I have the power of the pyromancer, I will finally destroy you all. Raise down this dimension and destroy the remaining 6 pillars of the universe.
Grandpa, spoiler alert, we live.
Oh, that's good to know.
Put that out there.
Is there anything else I should probably know about, you big fat spoiler?
Well, he's a really mean pyromancer now. So.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right. Fire thing, God, I think it looks like. And what's the plan now, old man?
Dean!
Yeah, Grandpa!
Whatever,
Grandpa.
One actually has the ability to do this, free us now before we're squashed by whatever these things are about to throw at us.
Oh, I got it, Grandpa! Oh, hang on, this mod's really easy to get open. Oh, there you go. Yeah, what's up? Useful, what's up?
Wow, you actually, good, all right.
Yeah, I'm really good at
Finally free of a spell that apparently put rope and knotted rope around their hands, the old man, Dean, future Dean, and the shadow elemental bear down and fight the pyromancer. The pyromancer spreads his arms wide and begins to call forth meteors raining down from the sky down onto the group. Little tiny circles begin to appear at their feet before the meteors come and crash on the ground.
Hold on, guys. Walk out of the poop.
The poop?
Get out of the circle, Dave. It's not that hard. You have to get out of the circle.
Hey, what was that noise? Oh, that means I'm standing in the poop. Sorry.
It was probably the Shadow Elemental's deadly boss mods going off, telling us about the... Oh, hold on. Let me back up.
They back up a little bit and avoid the circles. The meteor is crashing onto the ground where the circles are.
Guys, this must be phase one. Burn him down. Whatever
he's
you got.
He's a god. What do we... All right, Shadow Bolts, here they come. Oh, that missed.
Flames.
How many of these circles are forming?
Stims holds up his palms and points it to the group. Flames in a cone effect begin... Flames in a cone effect begin to spill from his hands toward the group. They duck and move out of the way.
Don't worry, guys. Whoa. I think I got this one.
Hold on. Who's the tank? Who's the healer?
I'm clearly the tank. I have the biggest weapon, Grandpa. Remember the zombies? I had the two-handed axe. I can totally use this axe to single-handedly defeat the pyromancer. You ready, guys? Watch this. Ready? Yeah.
Hold on. Come here.
The old man grabs Dean and pulls him back.
Clearly, not only are you not a tank, but you're also a bad DPS, because you can't even figure out the fact that you're not a tank. And you're wearing leather armor!
I prefer to call it bondage armor.
We're not talking about this right now. Hold on a second.
The old man grabs the group and brings them into behind a pillar. Line of sighting, Stims.
Ah, I hate it when people do that. I can't see where they're at.
Okay, we're behind. We're safe. For now, how long will this last, old man?
Future Dean, get your butt behind that pillar!
Oh, right. Sorry, Grandpa.
We can hang out here for a couple of minutes while we try and figure this whole thing out. All right. Dean, you're probably not a whole lot of good with us right now. You have zero magic ability.
But I have daggers, Grandpa!
They'll melt.
But they're daggers.
Shadow Elemental Thingy Dude, do range damage! And I'll try and see if I can, flank him from the side and use my wand or something.
Right. I'll use Shadow Bolts from the void. That should work. At least hurt him.
You're going to be Future Dean from now on, because this whole thing is confusing me.
One.
Whatever. Dean 1 or Future Dean. You talk with yourself. That sounds so weird.
we got to give him something. Come on, Grandpa. Here, look. The dude... threw this down. Can we just give this to pass to me?
What is
it? It's
that?
His staff.
That's his staff of necromancy.
Can we use
that?
That'll
work, right?
Guys, I can totally see you behind that pillar. This is getting ridiculous already.
Little circles begin to appear on the floor around them as well.
Oh, not again.
Oh, now we gotta move out of the way. This is so annoying. This whole stupid thing.
I should have installed the mod.
Ah! My meteors failed again! How do they know where they're going to be all the time?
Encounter's so bugged.
Did you just say this encounter's bugged? Okay, Dean 1 and Dean 2, or Future Dean and Present Dean, go and figure something out with that stupid staff of necromancy. We're gonna, do whatever. Try and figure out a way to bug the encounter further. So it resets.
Have we decided on who's gonna be... if we're going to do group loot, or,
Oh, God. Who's got the highest DKB? It doesn't matter! Just go!
Okay.
Wait. My party frames aren't working. I can't do this.
Oh, brother.
The old man grabs the Shadow Elemental and throws him outside of the pillar back into the side of Stims. And then he stands firm next to his friend.
Okay, Shadow Elemental, unload!
Here we go. One bolt. Recharge. Two bolts!
The Shadow Elemental has taken out his bow, and he's using magic-infused arrows to sling at Stims.
Come on, do some damage. It's got some effect, old man. I don't know how long I can keep this up, though.
As angry as Stims gets, he grows bigger and more powerful. The old man whips out his wand. And a green beam of light begins to emanate from it, and it hits Stims.
Ah! Take that! That should sap some of his power right on out of him.
I think it's working. Come on, keep pouring on him, old man. I think we can do this.
Oh yeah, Grandpa, you taught me how to do that one, but mine's better.
The Shadow Elemental takes three arrows out at the same time, hurling them into the direction of Stims. They begin to burn up as they get closer. He pulls three more and aims for his head.
Old man, I think this isn't going to work anymore.
The tower begins to shake under the heat of Stims and Buckle. He grows larger and soon crashes through the roof of the tower.
Oh, he's getting bigger.
Oh, great. Meteors, fireballs, and now stonemasonry. This is wonderful.
Get out of the way! Here comes a whole big thing of rocks!
Awesome. Oh, damn it! Why me?
The ceiling of the tower begins to collapse all around him.
Dan, are you okay?
Trying to get this thing working.
Hurry up.
Slow going.
Do what you're gonna do, but do it fast! We're not lasting over here!
Just save us a little bit more time, guys.
Oh, that staff channeling ability is always so slow. I hate those things.
Okay, elemental guy. Here's what we're gonna do. We're going to get him at the same time, okay? I'll focus his power on me, and you get him from behind with your arrows, and maybe you can pop a crit or two.
All right, moving.
Okay, hold on, here we go!
The old man runs through the room and down the hall a little bit, dodging falling pillars and fallen wood and rocks and brimstone crashing around him. He ducks, turns around, and whips out his wand again, and fires bolt after bolt after Stims, who whips around furious in anger.
I will crush you, old man, he says.
Almost there, old man. Almost in position. Just keep at it for a couple more seconds.
Shield!
The old man casts a shield around himself as giant pyromancer Stims takes a huge flaming fist and punches him with it. Sending the old man 10 feet backward.
Oof!
And landing on his tuchus.
Well, you can help me up.
Sorry.
I'm set. All right. Three arrows in the pooper. Let's go.
The Shadow Elemental looses the three arrows. They go soaring through the air and hit Stims directly in the butt, critting him.
Look at the size of that giant number coming out of his butt.
Yes!
My life bar is definitely going down now.
Big numbers, baby. Big numbers.
Do it again, Lou. Hey, pyro idiot. You couldn't even light a match.
That's probably the worst taunt I've ever heard in my life.
But it worked, didn't it?
I'm setting cooldown.
You're looking at me, aren't you?
Ah, that's right. Damn it.
The Shadow Elemental unlooses three more arrows. They go soaring through the air and lodge themselves directly in Stim's back.
Ah!
Yes. Who whips around, angry.
Oh no, you aggroed the boss!
Sweet, the DPS numbers. Oh, crap.
Activating Bloodlust, 20 seconds critical.
Aggroed ability. Oh, damn, I should have prepared it.
I only have one chance. Cast shield on the Shadow Elemental. And slow down Stims!
The old man, using his wand, whips it through the air, and a shield appears around the Shadow Elemental.
Oof, nice! Thanks, old man! This should work!
Grandpa, I'm not sure if that shield's gonna hold forever!
Stims begins to slow down a little bit as an area of effect hits his feet. Clearly the old man slowing him down before he has time to reach to his friends.
Dean! Now's the time! We don't have any more time left! Do what you're gonna do!
Future me, what are we gonna do? Well, past me, I think it's time for us to think well and hard on what Tim sacrificed to give us. Oh, future me, you're so smart and cryptic and beautiful. And damn, you have a nice butt. Oh, God, I look amazing. What do you do with your hair? Why does it smell so nice? And, yeah, you're right. I should totally... Okay, I know exactly what this staff can do that I'm gonna make it do for the group instead of against us with the for us and summoning. Okay,
Fire Dragon, I choose you!
Before future D and ND and have a chance to summon our version of Charmander. Stims unleashes a bolt of fire that goes hurling through the air toward the Shadow Elemental.
Wait a minute. Just said Pyromancer draws a deep breath. Oh no.
Oh no! My shield has dropped from the Shadow Elemental! Look out!
Unable to dodge and react, the Shadow Elemental gets hit directly by the bolt of fire and sends him 13 feet back. That's kind of a specific number. I'm just really guesstimating, to be honest.
Just shut up and announce the whole thing!
Okay, sorry. He gets hurled 13 feet back, landing on the ground, the fire consuming his body completely.
No!
Oh, crap. Hit for over 9,000.
But then, a tiny miracle begins to happen. Where once fire would take life, it now breathes it. The fog of shadow in the Shadow Realm that once surrounded the Shadow Elemental begins to burn away. Along with it, the Shadow Elemental's powers begin to sap away as well, revealing on the floor not an unconscious or dead person, but an unconscious drow.
Oh my god, he's been revealed!
I totally didn't spoil that one, Grandpa.
No, not at all. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I know. It's shocking, right?
Holy crap, he's a drow!
Yeah, I know, past me. Isn't that neat?
The old man gets up and runs over to his friend, taking his wand and flicking it at Stims, pushing him backward.
You stay there! Hey!
Wow. You look a lot better with the fog over your face, to be honest. Wake up! Hello?
He taps his wand on his forehead.
Wake up!
Ow! Ow! Would you stop! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! God, you're annoying! Stop it! Where the nine hells am I?
As the drow begins to wake up, the giant dragon that saved Tim comes pouring through a portal that future Dian and Dian opened.
We did it!
Yes, we did, past Dian. Yes, we did.
No! What the hell is that?
The dragon roars as he comes spilling through the portal and lands in front of the group, protecting them.
You have drawn the last of your crimes, Tim. Ah, great. Now I'm going to be treated by a person, a dragon, who doesn't shut his mouth and can't get on with it. Mock me if you will, Stims, but today shall be your last. Oh, get on with it, day.
The pyromancer known as Stims flies through the air, bursting through his tower, which is starting to sway left and right, close to collapsing in on itself. The dragon spins around to the group.
Do what you can in order to save the hundreds of thousands of slaves below, where he draws his power from. I will do what must be done to Stims.
I think I got most of that. You guys okay?
Yeah, I think the dragon's gonna fight him.
Yes, the dragon is going to fight him. Was I really this daft? Really?
Yeah, it was tough to put up with for a really long time, to be honest.
Jesus, I'm about to slap me. I am like minutes about to slap me.
It's not assault if you attack yourself.
Yeah, but it may be a paradox, so...
Okay, I'm just gonna go now. The dragon begins to flap his giant scaly wings and flies off into the sky after the pyromancer.
Dragon raising a whole wind of dust. Oh my god, they stink too.
Announcer cough.
Dragon fart.
Zombie.
Well, hold on a second here.
The old man reaches to the drow and begins to pull him up.
Oh, thank you.
Trust me on this. I can help you get to the next time in space once we've defeated Stims. Use the remaining power from your planar device. Save those people down there.
Let's do exactly that. But before we do, there's a dark elf in front of us.
Yes, yes, that's me. I'm a drow.
Are you good to do this?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm actually starting to remember.
Oh my god, really?
This is good. I'm starting to remember. Nimrar. My name is Nimrar.
Alright. Well, let's get down there now and start to save these guys. Oh wait, hold on a second. We'd probably be able to do it up here, actually.
How? What are we going to do?
Meanwhile, the dragon and the pyromancer are locked in battle up top, flying above the world. The dragon breathes huge flames and fire at the pyromancer, who snubs it off and laughs.
Fire. I rule fire, and that means I rule you. You will never rule me. Oh yeah, check this out.
The pyromancer closes his fist tightly and begins to choke the dragon.
Try and breathe fire now.
No. Wait, Grandpa. Random drow I have no reason to remember. And past me. I know what happens now. I remember. Stims. Oh, I got the name right. Stims. Yeah. I know how to defeat you. I know your one weakness. You will lose once I tell you exactly what it is.
How can you possibly destroy me?
Well, with your hands that busy, I know exactly how to destroy you.
And how could that be?
Stims unlocks his grasp from the dragon and turns his full attention to Dian.
I have absolutely no idea how to defeat you. But that dragon is now behind you, without your hands around its neck. Ha ha, sucker!
What?
Stims turns around, and the dragon breathes in deep, consuming all of the flames that Stims was surrounded by, drawing it deep inside the dragon's body, his body consuming the magical flames. He whips his tail around and hits Stims over the head, who loses consciousness for a moment, and he falls plummeting to the ground and lands at the feet of the old man.
Yes!
We did it! Yes, we did it! Yes!
Dude, the dragon did it. Chill. Chill out. Sit down.
Yes, it's a win! It's a win!
The enslaving magic used to hold millions of Stim's slaves begins to weaken as Stim's grip on this reality begins to waver. The old man approaches Stims, who's laying on the ground, and looks down at him. He takes his wand and he pulls out his planar device, bringing it down to Stim's face.
I still have your biometric signature in my planar device.
Why should I care about that?
Stims is trying to rouse himself from his stunned state.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mr. All-Powerful, pretty retarded necromancer. How many places have you actually been and destroyed?
Millions. Millions in my long, long life.
Oh, leaving a little piece of your biometric signature in every one of those places, huh?
What?
Oh, well, if I just do this here, turn that there, I can send you back to all those places all at once.
No!
The old man touches his wand to Stim's chest, the biometric signature, hitting the planar device. The planar device tuning to millions of places around time and space, all at the same time, taking Stims and shattering him into millions of pieces and scattering his molecules all through time and space, killing him instantly.
Finally! I thought this fight would never end!
Wow. Isn't it amazing what you can do with a device that's larger on the outside than it is on the inside?
Oh, clearly. Clearly it's larger on the outside than it is on the inside.
Wait a minute. That's a paradox. That's impossible.
Oh, you want to talk about paradoxes?
Yeah, like paradoxes. When have we ever encountered those?
Holy crap, there's two of me!
He's still freaking out about it.
With Stims gone completely, the hundreds of thousands of slaves holding the tower together with the magic in place that Stims used to sap their power to create the magic, they begin to go back. They wink out of this dimension and they go back to their own time and space, home, safe, without missing a single second of their lives. Hundreds of thousands of souls gone from this dimension, being replaced and given their lives back all throughout time and space, all at once. The magic, the evil magic of Stims, dissolving not slowly but quickly, too fast for the dimension to be able to hold itself up. The tower begins to crumble all around the group. The dimension itself shrinking in on itself, beginning to wink out of existence.
I don't want to sound alarmist, but this doesn't look good.
Well, probably not. And, oh, God, curses! You stupid... Oh, I'm out of crystals again!
It's okay, Grandpa. Like I said, I'll lend you some of my power. You see, I've made a few upgrades to your wand.
Well, now's the time, my boy. What's your plan?
Pieces of stone they're standing on falls down hundreds of thousands of feet.
Drow that I can't remember the name of. And Grandpa. And I guess announcer dude, too. You should probably go with him.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I recommend it. You three, hold on to the planar device while I charge it with the wand.
Okay. Future Dean or Dean 1?
I don't know where y'all are going to end up, but I can say that you won't be here.
Well, I'm for one. I'm not going to complain. Just get us out of here.
All right, Nimrar.
I'm all set.
Dean?
I got it, Grandpa. Let's do it.
Announce your guy. I'm here. Let's go.
All right, guys. Take as much of my power as you need. Go.
The old man tunes his planar device, sapping the power from future Dean ever so slightly, powering up the crystal.
Okay, here we go!
And they disappear into thin air.
All right, glad they got away.
The entirety of the dimension begins to fade away all around future Dean.
I better get out of here. I feel like I'm missing something. Okay, zombie, you can come.
Future Dean waves his wand in the air, and him and Zed disappear into thin air. The tower of torturous pain and stuff crumbles down to the ground, blinking completely out of existence. The dimension itself falling, crumbling in on itself. Gone, as if it had never existed before. The entirety of Stim's cruelty and evil magic gone from the universe, gone from time, gone from space, as if it had never happened. All of his evil undone. Somewhere amid a jungle, a portal opens, and three persons spill out of the portal. Dean.
Ah!
Nimrod.
Oh, Lord, this sucks.
And a strange old man.
Wow!
The three get up, dust themselves off, and look around.
Whoa! It appears we're in a jungle.
At least we're not in a crumbling tower.
Right? Oh, it's just you. I thought it was a silverback gorilla.
I thought they were extinct.
Whoa!
The ground shakes.
What was that?
Oh.
The hell? Did you fart?
I'm not sure, but I think this planet may not be entirely stable.
The ground shakes again.
Whoa.
Whoa!
Okay.
That was a lot closer.
Closer? That doesn't sound good.
A giant lizard's foot drops in front of him. The crew looks up to see a giant dinosaur roaring above their heads.
No, not again.
Louis Olan, David Adams, Eve Arwin, Dungeon Quest. This has been a Quest Gaming Network production.